Now you have in chapter 9 here, the Shekinah glory prepares to leave the temple. Now I believe from the days of Manasseh there was the coming and going of the Shekinah glory, because God is merciful. He doesn't in a petulant mood give up people. God is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish. Now you have in this chapter here, we read in verse 2, behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man with a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, that is, the holy place, and these cherub above the mercy seat. That's where the glory was. The glory lifts up, a token of the presence of God that's departing, upon which he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, who had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the man that sigh and that cry for all abominations that are done in the midst of it. Mark the man. The X will mark the spot where those that want these abominations and are going after them, God said, I will judge them. But that man with the inkhorn speaks of that remnant that God will save in that city, in which he did. Now, these six men, I take it here, are angels. I see no other explanation for them. And angels are used in judgment, and they have to do with the judgment of this world. They have to do with the nation Israel. They have nothing to do with the church, by the way. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, not a bunch of angels. The Holy Spirit came. And when the Lord Jesus Christ takes the church out of the world, there'll be no angels there. But when he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom, may I say to you, he'll send forth his angels. Listen to Matthew 13:41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them which do iniquity. And then in Matthew 16:27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. That's when he comes to the earth. And then Paul in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8 says, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you find in the book of Revelation, and that's one evidence the church is gone. When you leave the third chapter, and up to that time, the church has been mentioned. From then on, no mention of the church. Why? It's gone from the earth, and angels take over, and it's judgment down here upon the earth. That is a very significant thing, and that's what we have here.